Kevin McCarthy throws support behind holding FBI director in contempt of Congress. By Wendell Hasebo on June 6, 2023. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, RCA, threw his support behind the House Oversight Committee's intent to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. The committee's chair James Comer, RKY, announced a Thursday vote to hold Wray in contempt after the FBI refused to hand over custody of an unclassified subpoenaed file during a Monday meeting. The file allegedly details a $5 million bribery scheme involving policy decisions between now President Joe Biden and a foreign national. The FBI possesses a file from an interview it conducted with the informant, who is reportedly a highly credible bureau source with a history dating back to the Obama administration era. A source told Fox News the informant was a pre-existing FBI source with a long track record dating back at least several years. Watch, give me a break, man, Biden snaps at reporter asking about family's business relations in China. At the briefing, the FBI again refused to hand over the unclassified record to the custody of the House Oversight Committee and we will now initiate contempt of Congress hearings this Thursday, Comer told reporters. Speaking with reporters, McCarthy supported Comer's decision. Everybody on that committee has the responsibility of oversight, McCarthy said. Wray needs to supply it to everybody on the committee. If not, we will move forward. Comer scheduled the contempt vote for Thursday at 9 a.m., triggering the FBI to release a statement in response. The statement omitted the Bureau's failure to comply with the subpoena to allow all members of the Oversight Committee to review the document. In Monday's meeting, the FBI only permitted Comer and ranking member Jamie Raskin, DMD, to view the file. The FBI has continually demonstrated its commitment to accommodate the committee's request, including by producing the document in a reading room at the U.S. Capitol, the FBI said in a statement. This common-sense safeguard is often employed in response to congressional requests and in court proceedings to protect important concerns, such as the physical safety of sources and the integrity of investigations. The escalation to a contempt vote under these circumstances is unwarranted. Watch, Comer, legislation needed on relatives of high-ranking government officials doing business with adversaries. The FBI's continued refusal to hand over the file met GOP criticism. Oversight Committee member Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, said the FBI refused to provide the document to the full committee because the informant's information is incredibly damning. Just left meeting for House Oversight, Luna, RFL, posted on Twitter. The FBI is afraid their informant will be killed if unmasked, based on the info he has brought forward about the Biden family. When we subpoena information, there is a reason why. And we expect to get that information, Comer told Hannity on Fox News. The House Oversight Committee was created to have oversight over the federal government. Democrats pushed back against Republicans' contempt vote. Election denier and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, DNY, told MSNBC it would be lawlessness and disorder to hold the FBI director in contempt. Raskin told reporters the informant's information found no evidence to corroborate the allegations against Joe Biden. John Kirby, National Security Council Coordinator for Strategic Communications, denied the Biden family's business schemes represent a national security threat despite admitting he had not read the House Oversight Committee report on the matter. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.